This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I thank you for tuning in to God's frequency where God is always broadcasting. And that is, He's always broadcasting through His Word. You know, I saw this cartoon the other day. I really loved it. Going around Facebook, it's of someone down here on earth saying, God, I wish you would speak to me. And then there's this long outstretched arm coming from the heavens, and in his hand is a Bible. And I ought to have that picture here on WGOD's main website, because that's exactly what I'm talking about. See, God is always broadcasting. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You know, sometimes I always used to complain. I said, you know, I never hear from you, God, like some of my other friends or people do. Some people I know, you know, God tells them. I mean, just countless things and stuff every day. And I'm like, you know, God just doesn't speak to me that way. I wonder what's wrong with me. But then when I look in the stacks of sermons that I have, that God has spoken to me, because us preachers stare at a blank sheet of paper every Monday morning, you see, you would have to hire a crane to pick up everything that God has said to me throughout this last over 10 years now. And I've discovered the secret, that is, I know where God speaks. He speaks 7 days a week. He speaks 24 hours a day. And He speaks in His Word. And that's what I'm trying to do here on this radio program and podcast, is to help tune you into where God is broadcasting. And I realize, you know, a lot less of me and a lot more of Him. So with that in mind, we're going to hear part three of a sermon I preached last week at Island Community Church. Now, that church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We're a small fellowship. We have about 25 people. And I love small churches. And there's a lot of people out there that love small churches as well. And I cordially invite you, if you're looking for a church home, and if you love the Word and like what you hear on this radio program, I invite you to Island. We would love to see you on Sunday mornings at 10:30. Now, this is part three of one sermon that I preached. I cut into four parts because it's almost, well, it's about 50 minutes long. And it's a look at who is the Antichrist. It's my Mother's Day message this year. As much as I didn't want to preach it, you know, I gave God every opportunity to change my Mother's Day message this year. And the thing is, you see, this could be the last Mother's Day that you'd ever hear a message like this, because this man might be here by the time next Mother's Day comes. So it's an important look at who is the Antichrist. This is part three of four. If you'd like to hear the other parts, or if you've missed the others, please go to WGODontheair.net, and there's a link on there for the podcast. Now let's get right into today's message.
Number four, the Antichrist will blaspheme God and those who live in heaven. The Antichrist will blaspheme God and those who live in heaven. Revelation 13:6. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. Now, there's an odd thing, if you ask me. Blaspheme God, I could see that. Everyone blasphemes God in the world I hear today. I could see the man doing that. But blaspheme those who live in heaven? Think about it. Does anyone do that today? Of course not. Have you ever heard of anyone shaking an angry fist and say, I hate those people up in heaven? Right, it's laughable. Why? Why would he do this? Maybe something wild happened here on earth, and all the Christians are gone. That's my only guess. Now, I can't take the credit. I heard Hal Lindsey say that once, and that just totally opened my eyes to why shake an angry fist at people in heaven. Who cares about that? No one does that. That could be the only thing I could think of. Rapture just happened, whenever that's going to be. And that's why he's done that. Okay, that was number four. The Antichrist will blaspheme God and those who dwell in heaven. So we got number one, he's Roman or related to Rome. Number two, Antichrist, to be fair, could be homosexual. Number three, he's dead or has already lived. Number four, he will blaspheme God and those who dwell in heaven. Number five, the world is intrigued with him. The world is intrigued with him. Scripture verse, Revelation 13:3. I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. Kind of like our current president when he was first elected. There's hope and change, right? Let me add to this too. How about this? What would you do if you saw Osama bin Laden today? What would you do if you saw John F. Kennedy today? What would you do? Mortal wound to the head, right? What would you do if John F. Kennedy showed up on the Vatican today? Believe me, people are deceived today by fools. You haven't seen nothing yet. Remember, this guy calls fire down out of heaven. Remember, this guy breathes life into an inanimate object. He has power to give life to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast would both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image to be killed. When was the last time you've seen this kind of stuff on earth? You've never seen this kind of stuff. What would you do if you saw John F. Kennedy in the Vatican today and said, oh, my head's all better? That's the kind of stuff that's going to happen. Now, the person I don't know, but the response I do not need to guess. I've got the answer right here in the book. We know what's going to happen. We've got tomorrow's newspaper. We know what's going to happen before it happens. All the world marvels because his mortal wound is going to be healed. Remember what the Lord Jesus said, see that no one deceives you. People perish at the end of the age because they're deceived. Same as Eve, same as Judas Iscariot, who when he saw what happened to Jesus, cast the money into the temple and cried out and said, I've sinned. Because he was deceived. Eve says, the serpent deceived me and I ate. People are deceived. People would not do the things that they do if they would know the consequences for them. Number six. The Antichrist will rule for 3.5 years. That's funny. It's the same length of Jesus' ministry. Revelation 13:5. He was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. He was given authority to continue for 42 months. That was Revelation 13:5. Also, Daniel 7:25, it says he will speak pompous words against the Most High. He will persecute the saints of the Most High. He will intend to change times and law, whatever that means. Then the saints will be given into his hand for a time, times, in half a time. Now, church, follow me here. This man, in his arrogance, does not know how long he's going to rule. But you do. He doesn't know it. You know it. Awesome, isn't it? I mean, you're part of the 1%. You hear that on TV all the time, right? The 1%. You're part of the 1%. The 1% that knows the Word of God. That's it. There's 1% of people that know it. 99% of people don't know it. Next time you hear a politician say, you're part of the 1%, say, amen to that. That's right, I am. I know the truth. Right? We've got the victory. Number 7. The Antichrist will negotiate a 7-year peace deal with Israel. Again, the Antichrist will negotiate a 7-year peace deal, peace treaty involving Israel. Daniel 9:27. Then he will confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. Now that week's the Hebrew word Shabuah. It means a week of years, not a week of days. He will confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. Then in the middle of the week, 3.5 years, I guess we could use that one for number 6 as well. In the middle of the week, he will bring an end to sacrifices. You see, once you see this deal signed, then you'll know. People have been waiting for years for a 7-year deal to come up in Israel. This is the sign, this is the telltale sign that we will know that this is going to usher in the tribulation. In the signing of this deal, then we'll bring in these two witnesses here, which we looked at earlier, who will prophesy in Jerusalem for 3.5 years. Boy, this Revelation study is going to be real exciting. I invite everyone to come on Thursday night again. Really, we're going to be meeting for prayer because this church needs prayer. You know, we need to be praying for this church that we'd be healthy here and that the Lord will send some people here and help us to end in the black and not in the red every morning. Yes. And I believe that he'll do that. The God that I know, you see, is a God with outstretched arms who always invites his people back. Not that we've left. We haven't gone anywhere. But I don't assume that we haven't, you see. Daniel prays, you think he's a Frenchman. We have sinned. We have missed the mark. We have shamed faces. We've done the same thing here in this church. And we're believing that God's going to bless this church and that God will continue to use this church here during these last times here to be a beacon and a witness. I believe that. This Revelation study, I think, is going to be pretty exciting. I think the prayer is going to be pretty exciting, too, to see God answer prayers.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.com. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.